World leaders who gathered for the G20 summit in Australia this weekend are back home. They wrapped up with a pledge to pump $2 trillion into the global economy over the next 5 years through a mix of policy reforms and infrastructure projects. But as they were heading home, the leaders got some bad news. Japan said it has again fallen into recession, the third slowdown in that country's economy since 2010. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax joins us from D.C. And Marilyn, what happened to Japan?
Japan. Ouch. The economy there just doesn't ever seem to get any momentum going anymore. They had some growth going for a while there, but this report that came out today, it showed that the third quarter also shrank. So that means that the second quarter shrank, the third quarter shrank. That's basically spring and summer, and that's bad. Yeah. That's a recession. So people are blaming the sales tax that took effect back in April. There was also a lot of bad weather this year. So you put that all together, and economists think, you know, they're hoping they'll start to grow again. But really, Japan just keeps bouncing around on the bottom. They grow a little and then they fall back again.
Well, and the reason the sales tax was that the hope was that it would reduce the budget deficit. It seems like another vote for not cutting but rather spending when there's problems. But the news puts a shadow on the G20 summit, which already had its share of drama with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Oh, the melodrama. Yes, there was a lot of drama around Putin. Everyone, the global leaders, this is the group of 20, you know, 20 global leaders, and they really treated him like an outcast, which I might add he is. Ever since Russia, they seized Crimea, they're muscling their way into eastern Ukraine. Putin really has demonstrated that he is willing to throw off international norms. So, of course, that's going to get you a lot of cold shoulders. So he said he had to leave early to catch up on his sleep because I guess when you pose for a lot of photos without a shirt on, you know, you need your beauty rest. But anyway, so he created this diplomatic drama. It cast a shadow over this this meeting that was supposed to focus on the global economy. And, you know, outside of the United States, really, that global economy is pretty much just dragging along.
We'll talk about that because, again, this pledge to boost it with this big influx of money, and to do what with that?
Well, you know, when you look out on it, you'd have to describe the global economy right now as somewhere between disappointing and really scary. It's very worrisome. You know, you see oil prices falling. It must mean something, probably. So to get things moving, they want the world to make some reforms. You know, they want the United States can't be the only engine of growth. We've got corporations doing well and the stocks are up and all of that's looking good. But, you know, if you have Europe and Japan shrinking, it's not good for the global economy. So they want them to cut down on things like corruption and tax cheating. So they want these kind of structural reforms. They also want the other countries to do more to help bring women into the workforce. There are a lot of brains that are sort of on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. So if women were working, getting fair pay, that would help the global economy. And they also want to do these things that would boost private investments in infrastructure. So if we had more people around the world building ports and pipelines and airports, bridges, all that kind of stuff, would really help create jobs as well as get trade moving better. So, you know, there are lots of good plans on the table, but it's very frustrating when you take these steps forward and then you take steps back with Europe doing so poorly and Japan in a recession again.
Well, and Marilyn, just very, very briefly, we of course want to help the rest of the world, but that helps the U.S. If people can't buy our things, no matter what we're doing, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. We sell about $2 trillion worth of exports every year, and that's huge. The Japanese buy our aircraft and machinery, all kinds of things. So we need those customers. And another problem, we don't want the U.S. dollar to get too strong because then people won't want our exports. Right. So we need them to perk up.
Marilyn Giewax, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.